Welcome back, folks. Season 2 of Major to Me, the podcast, is here, and I'm excited for you all to listen. Just a few things to keep in mind as you join me for this season's ride. First, Tristan is officially in his second semester of his freshman year, so the year is 2007, not 2006. Second, you'll want to make sure you head over to my newly launched YouTube channel. Not only will the episodes be uploaded on the platform, but I'll be placing some exclusive behind-the-scenes content there. In small segments called Talks with Tavion, I'll be breaking down each episode, providing you with my take on the most interesting story developments. I may even drop a spoiler every now and then. My YouTube info is in the episode description. And lastly, if you like what you hear, I need your help. While I love creating content you enjoy, as I continue to improve upon my craft and develop new and exciting projects, I'd appreciate your continued support in the form of likes, shares, reviews, subscriptions, and donations. Not only does it take a ton of time to create each audio drama episode, but it also takes some money. Going forward, I'd love to develop a season 3 of Major to Me, the podcast, but that will largely depend on the love that I get from you all. So make sure you're hitting the like button, sharing the podcast with your friends and family, and subscribing on the different platforms. And if you really value my work as a creator, donate using PayPal. Again, PayPal information is in the description. All right, enough small talk. Enjoy the episode.
There were a lot of people at the memorial service. Do you think Ben would have did what he did if he knew this many people cared about him?
Cared about him? Not sure that many people at this school did care about him. Half of them were gossiping about him and bashing him as soon as that damn Facebook post went up. And don't get me started on his fake-ass fraternity brothers. All that crying today, and really only one of his line brothers had his back when all of that stuff came out about him liking men?
I mean, I hear you. His fraternity brothers especially were kind of foul. But sometimes folks don't realize how wrong they are until something like this happens.
Seems a little fake.
True.
What did it matter anyway? Shit, at this point, it is what it is.
Okay.
She didn't deserve that. Denise, my bad.
It's cool. I know everybody processes grief differently.
But it's not grief.
Sure it is.
She is so wrong. It's not grief, it's guilt. I feel guilty for being alive when he's 6 feet underground. It's weird, but I kind of feel like I'm Ben's accomplice in this great crime, but I'm the only one that got away scot-free. Denise, I don't know, but anyway, thanks for going with me today. Now I have to head to work.
You're welcome. Again, you sure you don't want to call off work?
Yeah, I need the distraction.
Okay, hit me up later. Dinner is on me.
All right, thanks.
Don't show too much gratitude. I'm talking the dining hall, not off-campus restaurant.
I'll take what I can get. See you later. Please hold, sir. I'll go ahead and transfer you to the financial aid office. Yeah, you're welcome. Lord, please let it be this smooth my entire shift. Oh, look who it is. Hey, Chance.
Hi, Tristan. How are you?
I'm cool, I guess.
I get it. I'm still trying to process everything that happened myself.
Yeah. You did a good job singing at the service. And he did. He kind of reminded me of Teddy Pendergrass.
Thanks. I did my best.
By the way, have you heard anything about who was behind the whole Blab Report thing? Ever since the account was shut down, it's like no one is interested in finding out who drove Ben to suicide.
Oh, you have heard.
Heard what?
But before the memorial service started, Eric Stone was kicked off campus and out of school. He was the guy behind the Blab Report. I even heard he may be charged with a class 1 misdemeanor for harassment.
Who the hell is Eric Stone?
Eric is, well, was, a junior here.
Even with a name, a person to blame, I have more questions than answers. So, why did Eric expose Ben the way he did? I mean, I know he was some asshole gossiper, but he seemed like he had a personal issue with Ben.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but my girlfriend was telling me that Eric and Ben had a thing going on, but Ben wouldn't claim him and then dumped him. Apparently, Eric was pissed off about it and was looking for a way to get payback.
Just because Ben didn't like a boy, that led to all of this?
But hey, it could all be a rumor.
Oh, okay. Well, did you know Ben? Do you think this could be true?
He and I weren't best friends or anything, but from what I do know of Ben, he didn't deserve to be outed like he was on Facebook. No one does. And whether he was gay or not, I wish he would have known that he didn't have to take his life.
Shit. Chance is gonna have me in my feelings again, and I can't cry in here. Well said, man.
You good?
Yeah, I'm fine. Suck it up, Tristan. Let's focus on something else. Chance's hair. The boy finally got a haircut and isn't looking so rough. Nice cut, by the way.
Appreciate that. Got some stuff coming up and couldn't stay looking dusty forever.
That's funny. He knew he was looking dusty. I hear that.
And on a serious note, it's clear this whole Ben thing has you shaken up. If you need to talk, man, just let me know.
That's what's up. Thanks. I better get that.
Yeah, sure.
Chance is definitely appreciated. Hamilton University, Office of Admissions. How can I help you? Ugh, I'm so glad to be off. All I want to do is crawl in bed and watch a movie. Better yet, I missed last week's episode of The Hills, and that's getting good. Let me text Denise for a rain check on dinner. Okay, done. Now should I do Pop-Tarts for dinner or Funyuns? Hell, I'm just gonna do them both. But first, I better fold the rest of these clothes on my bed. Let's play some music to motivate me. Maybe if I'm quiet, they'll go away. Tristan, you have music playing, you idiot. Damn it. Just a set. Kendrick? Hey.
Hey, were you busy?
No, come in. How could I possibly be too busy for him? Other than a phone call, though, telling me about Ben and one call checking up on me to make sure I was okay, I haven't really spoken to Kendrick. I for damn sure haven't seen him. Maybe this is a good sign. Maybe he's ready to try and move on.
I just wanted to come by and see in person how you were holding up.
Thanks, I'm cool. Well, I'm cool as I can be.
Yeah, I get it. I thought about going to the memorial service, but then I thought if I went, I would be a hypocrite given I wasn't Ben's biggest fan. Not that I wanted this to happen.
Of course. I know you wouldn't want that for anybody.
Okay, good.
So what have you been up to lately?
I've just been doing some thinking, I guess.
Of course he has. He's probably been thinking about that kiss over and over again. And each time remembering how he had to hear about it from some dude off the street instead of me. I just want to make this right. Kendrick, I know I've said it before, but I'll keep saying it. I'm so sorry about not telling you about that kiss. There's no excuse. If I could do it all over again, I would have told you about it right away.
Thank you for that, for real. But if I'm being honest, I can't stop thinking the reason you didn't tell me is because deep down you like Ben.
Well, if I'm honest with myself, I can't say I like Ben, but I did find him attractive. So when he kissed me, for a literal split second, I kissed him back. Then I pushed him off of me because it wasn't you. Kendrick, you're the one I love and want. It's you. It was never Ben or anybody else. And the fact that I allowed myself to be compromised, I don't know if I can forgive myself.
Oh.
All I get is an O. I'm pouring my heart out and all I get is an O. Yeah, O.
Look, I appreciate you finally being honest with me. That's all I ever want from people in my life, especially in terms of a partner. And look, I'm not one of these people that get in a relationship and think their partner should become blind to the world. Heck, we're human. Finding other people attractive is gonna happen, but it's our job as a partner not to act on the attraction and lie.
You're right. I messed up badly, and I'm sorry.
I know. I believe you.
Okay, but does this mean you forgive me? I mean, I'm thankful he believes I'm apologetic, but I need to know if he forgives me for everything. I need to know that we'll be okay.
I want to, but...
No but. Babe, please, just forgive me. I want you back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I've missed you, babe. And I mean all my body has missed him. I can't believe we were able to do all that and no one prepared beforehand.
Yeah, I missed you too.
Doesn't sound like it. You good?
Tristan, I can't do this.
You don't have to leave. Carter is probably staying at his girlfriend's again.
Yeah, I have to leave. This shouldn't have happened.
What do you mean?
I mean, sleeping with you was good, but I can't be with you anymore. I can't trust you. And if I can't trust you, I can't be your boyfriend. What's a relationship without trust? If you had just told me about the kiss, things could just be so different, but you didn't.
This can't be happening. Wait, let's just talk about this.
We keep talking about it, and the facts remain the same. You lied. I get you're sorry, but I can't.
Kendrick, I love you. What am I supposed to do with that? I just can't shut off my feelings, and I know you can't either.
You might be right, but I can't shut my feelings of betrayal off either. We're done.
You don't mean that.
I do. Bye, Tristan.
Just like that, it's over. He's gone. Want to know my thoughts on this week's episode? Make sure you check out my YouTube channel. Info is in the description. And if you want to support me further, be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Heck, if you're feeling extra generous, donate via PayPal. Again, information is in the description. And as always, thanks for your support.